And you're very welcome back indeed. And I'm delighted to say I'm now joined in the studio by Joe Millerick and Louise McCarthy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing, guys? You'll be good?
Yeah.
Very good, no?
Good. Thanks for taking time to come in and talk to us today. Now, we're going to talk about the killer macro in particular and all things that. Now, you're both members of it.
Yes, indeed.
And now, Louise, I didn't know you were a member of it as well. So what we're going to do as well, you can before we get into about macro itself, maybe you could tell us how and why you came to join it.
I suppose my name is Joe Millerick and I'm from Ballymacoda, just out the road from y'all. And to be honest, I joined it. The main reason I joined Macra was when I started driving, FBD had a discount for car insurance if you were a member of Macra. So that had a lot to do with it. But
dedicated.
Then I ended up, I suppose, getting brought into Macra, and I'm glad I'm after joining now. And you know, there's been very good events ran there, and there's some very, very dedicated members. And I've been in Macra just over a year now. And I must say,
and we can go into it in more detail later, that looking at what Macra do, it's more like a social club and a big society, you know.
Yeah, it's a great social outing for young people in the East Cork area or for any area in the country, and it just gives, especially there on, you know, winter's evenings, midweek, you'd meet up for a meeting, or you could be preparing a debate, or, you know, preparing for five-a-side soccer tournaments. And, you know, it's a great social outing, and there'd be plenty of nights out with the two, and you get to meet loads of new people from other clubs. Louise will tell you as well. We've met people from other clubs in Kerry and Waterford and all over the country, really, because there's a lot of national events as well.
Yeah, I see a lot of trips up Galway and Athlone and around that area
Exactly. So like we go, there's been club officer training in Athlone there maybe a month ago, and there'll be club officer training in Killarney in January. Like, so it's a great opportunity to meet with other Macra members as well. So
fantastic.
It's been a great experience.
Brilliant. And yourself, Louise, were you a passenger in the car?
No, I definitely not was a passenger in the car, and I know I will get ripped apart for that comment in another meeting later on.
No, it's just that he joined it because he was driving.
I joined it because a lot of my friends, like, they were immigrating, going off to Canada, and like it was hard to meet up with people, so I kind of wanted to expand my social network and try and meet new people because my friends were living so far away, and it was hard to try and find a social outlet.
Fantastic, yeah. And it obviously through Macra you've met, as Joe said, tons more people as well.
Yeah, I have indeed. Yeah. Joe was on about the club officer training. I attended it in Athlone in September, where we even met people from Kerry, Roscommon, Dublin, all over
the country,
really.
Yeah. Fantastic. Now, as we said, it's more than what Macra is, more than what people know. You know, hear Macra from young farmers. It's as simple as that, and that's the organisation. But I mean, this is you're talking about knowing your agriculture, stock judging, novice debating, things like this. Take us through some of those things.
Like, I suppose a big thing to clarify is that Macra is an enclosed organisation. It's open to, we have a lot of members in Macra who aren't from farming backgrounds, and everyone is more than welcome. So you don't have to be from a rural background to join. So we've
That's another myth dispelled.
Yeah, so there's Middleton Macra, like, which should be a more urban-based Macra. So yeah, we have events such as Know Your Ag would be a quiz event every year. We have GA, volleyball, basketball, there's numerous team events, and then there's other events such as stock judging, which would be individual events. But look, there's great competitions there, and they're all ran really, really well, and you have kind of a Cork round in all these competitions, and if you succeed and you're successful in those rounds, then you get to go up against other counties and it brings a certain level of enjoyment when there is competition, and you know, when you put when you put a bit of work into, like, say, debating or
I guess learning how to debate is going to give you guys a lot more confidence in standing up and talking, and obviously meeting other people as well.
Exactly, sure. I suppose debating, even if you're, if you've experienced debating, it's a lot easier to come on here and talk to likes yourself on the radio, or, you know, make talk at a AGM or any kind of an event like that.
Now, you have a smile on your face, Aaron Louise. Is there something on the debating side?
He actually was a very good debater as well. Oh. They got to the semi-finals as well, like, and they were really good, and even in one of the finals he won a best speaker as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well done. Yeah. What sort of debates would you be doing?
So the topics were very good now, to be fair. We had a topic, every farmer should grow trees, and myself, Nora Walsh and Aidan Morrison are both from Kiela, they're with me on the team. So we were proposing that every farmer should grow trees to help the environment, and then there was another team going
against it.
And so we kind of put our points across, and there's three experienced judges then who make up their mind and who spoke the best. And I suppose the main thing you have to get in is rebukes. You have to try and focus on basically
coming back at them.
With a good counter argument. It's very, you learn a lot, and
the people who were arguing against planting the trees, they wouldn't necessarily agree with that, but they just had to form that argument.
Exactly. You just have to basically just go with what
you have to go. You have to research.
Yeah.
And you have to come up with an argument.
Exactly.
Against your proposal.
And you just have to convince the judges that you're the best speaker, and you give the best points.
And your rebuttals were quite good, were they?
Well, we came up against, we had a good victory against Fermoy in the first round, and then we came up against an extremely strong Clannachilty team who won the competition out afterwards. So there's
something in that black pudding.
Yeah. There was something in the water down in Clannachilty anyway, because they were extremely strong speakers.
They're just argumentative.
Yeah, very, very good speakers. We learned a lot from it.
Fair play to you as well. Now, obviously, the one thing I came across here was stock judging. Now, presumably that means knowing your animals.
Exactly, yeah. I suppose we have had beef stock judging. This year it was held in Dormond Mudways Farm in Kiela. In County Cork, Dermot has a few nice beef animals. So look, there was a nice day done there, and there was some great animals to judge. And I suppose how it works is you might have six heifers, which would be female cattle in a pen, and six bullocks would be male cattle. And Joe Millerick will judge them from 1 to 6 in his own opinion, and Louise McCarthy will judge them from 1 to 6 in her own opinion. And the judge will judge him from 1 to 6 in his own opinion, and whoever is the closest
to the judge
will win. And you'll have to give your reasons as well. And
what are you looking for, Louise?
Oh, you wouldn't know that much now. Joe would be more the expert on that side of things.
You've never judged?
No, I've never.
Right. I suppose for judging, you're just looking for a nice. It depends. You've beef stock judging and dairy stock judging, so you're looking for cattle that have
straight backs.
Yes, straight backs and nice loin. You're well up in it, Mika.
I saw some country show or something on the BBC or something.
Yeah, so I know. Looked at straight backs, and they're well rounded animals, fleshy animals. Yep. So look, you know, it's enjoyable. You learn a lot through it as well.
Fair play to you. I mean, I'm sure it's not easy when you're there in front of them.
I suppose it's everyone will have a different opinion, but you know, you're just trying to get as close to the judge as you can, really. But no, it is enjoyable, and it's nice to see different farms as well where to be held. So.
Would you get many turning up for that?
We would indeed. How many did we have for?
I suppose there was 12 or 13 anyway, and the previous year it was held above in Fermoy, and there was definitely 20 plus up that day.
That's pretty good. Then
we've had good attendances.
Do you have a specific role within the Macra in Kiela?
Yeah, I'm the treasurer, so I'd kind of be part of the money matters that kind of come in, like the cash flow into the club, or what. Kind of setting up internet business banking, that's what I'm kind of involved trying to do at the moment.
Right.
We're trying to make the transition online now, so it'll be easier for members to transfer in payments into the clubs.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. Excellent. Now, new year coming up.
Yeah.
What challenges are you facing?
I suppose our biggest challenge, really, and we've actually had a great 2 years in this regard. The biggest challenge for every Macra club is to grow their numbers. and try and get more active members and more people in. And in fairness, no, Louise will agree with me. Killa have had a great couple of years in getting new members. I remember when I joined maybe a year and a half ago, I heard like the numbers are dwindling, but we're after getting a lot of new members around now. So, and even the last night at meetings, there was new fellas turning up, which is great to see. And they're all coming to meetings and looking forward to getting involved in competitions. We had a team, 10 members in Dublin last weekend for a soccer tournament, and a lot of them were new members, new young members. So, look, we're always, and anyone between the age of 17 to 35, male or female, is more than welcome to join. And you don't need any qualification, you don't need anything, you just need to be
just enthusiastic,
enthusiastic and willing to come to events and willing to take part in competitions. And look, it's
have a bit of crack.
Exactly. Yeah. There's plenty of nights out as well.
And speaking of nights out, you've got a Christmas party coming up.
Yeah, so I suppose
it's kind of,
are you holding the purse strings on this party?
Louise has a checkbook, so she's kind of the boss.
No, I suppose it's kind of team effort really, and like there's like the sports and social, and then like I've booked the bus from like Kill, and then we're heading out to Capoquin, and I suppose we'll probably try and set up a club exchange with some members from Washford Mocker as well, so we can meet other members from different counties.
Oh, fantastic. So when's that taking place?
That is taking place on the 20th of December.
Oh, so if
tomorrow
people can get along to that if they join up now, can't they?
It'd be a great time to start now.
Absolutely, yes.
Great way to know people.
Kick off with a good social evening. Yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Now, for next year then, obviously you want to get more members.
Yes.
How can people go about, how can they get hold of you guys?
I suppose the easiest way would be to go onto Facebook, I suppose.
And Instagram as
Instagram, Killa Macra, or active on Facebook and Instagram, and if you send a message, we could
we have
meetings on every month or every 2 weeks, and we'd be
or
more,
even just turn up to one of the meetings. Even you're more than welcome to even turn up to one of the meetings, like, and come along. Like,
our meetings generally be on in Gertrude Hall or
Mount Juniac,
or Killa.
So they'd be in Kennedy's as well, depending on it.
They'd be the three main areas. And look, everyone doesn't take a lot of there's not much effort goes into it, but there's a lot of enjoyment comes out of it, like, so it is a very worthwhile experience in fairness.
Excellent. Now just one thing we wanted to mention as well, the Killa point to point.
Yeah, so there's major excitement in Killa this year with the point-to-point. I wouldn't be massively into point-to-points myself, but I know there's a big news this year. There's a new venue after being found in Killa.
That's right.
So that's down, it's down near Fannis Bridge area, so there's a fine field down there, and Killa Macra are really looking forward to it. It's on the weekend at 19th of January is taking place, so Killa Macra will be doing a nice bit of volunteering on that day, and we'll be out and about with our high-vis and jackets. Yeah. So
that'll be well signpointed anyway, but people can get information on that on your Facebook page.
Exactly, yeah. And I know it is great, because I think last year the Killa Macra point-to-points went elsewhere, so it's great.
I think they were up in Boulta, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so it's great to have them back in local again, like, you know. So
yeah, I must admit, I haven't seen the signs, because they used to be down on the on the main drag down there.
Yeah, that's an old race course now. Them after moving from there, that area, like, so it's great to have a new place found, and I know the site itself.
And
so
more
it's
local,
a fantastic place to have it, like, so.
Oh, excellent. So if there's anything else you need to get out there.
I do, because one of the members, Anya McCarthy, she'd be the chair of the Macros Antimeet Weave, our winter wellness. It's for the rural youth. She'd be involved in that. It's where we're holding a walk on Wednesday, a walk and talk on Wednesday the 18th of December in Tesco's Overflow Car Park in Middleton, where it's where you kind of, like, we meet each other in meetings and we just have the general pleasantries and chats. But this is more to try and just get to know the people in the clubs kind of more personally,
exactly.
And see how they're getting on and stuff like that.
Oh, fantastic. So that's on the 18th of December at the Overflow
car park in Middleton.
So hopefully, the main thing now, hopefully the weather will stay dry for it and everyone will surely go for a bag of chips afterwards. So that's the main thing.
And wear the right clothes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It doesn't matter what the weather is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, okay, so we've got, they can contact you guys through your Facebook page and Killer Macra, and also for the walk on Wednesday the 18th of December.
Yeah.
And what time is that?
8 p.m. It's in the evening as well. So.
8 p.m. Okay, fantastic. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you very much, Will.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Will.
Wasn't that difficult, was it?
No.
That's fantastic. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.